from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Shout out to my girl Jess from Mix 106.5 for providing me with a small little miniature box of corn pops. And I haven't had corn pops in about 30 years.
I can't remember the last time I had those. Did like them, though. Always did.
These are good. These are really good.
Yeah. That's why they're terrible for you.
Huh?
That's why they're terrible for you.
I love these, man. It's a small box. Mm-hmm. 100 calories. 9% carbs, though.
How many grams of sugar?
That's not on here. That
have it. Really?
Oh, 10 grams. Has protein. 1 gram. Oh, Isaiah Likely talked about his relationship with Lamar Jackson and how these two, it started growing, I guess, when he was, I was about to say a freshman, a rookie. He spoke yesterday in the lounge about his relationship with Lamar.
You know, it's been growing since my rookie year. I mean, L, like I tell everybody, he was one of the first vets that came up to talk to me when I got drafted. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't from a standpoint of, you know, really just coaching me or critiquing me on something I did. It was like that big brother aspect. It was, I was in the locker room. He just hit me upside the head. I was like, what's up, Rook? And then I felt like that was just, you know, a connection we made over time. And now, you know, whether good or bad play, L's always going to critique me. And that's one thing, you know, I embrace that he does every time because, you know, you're always going to be at the highest of highs when you have a one-handed catch, when you get a touchdown. But L's always going to critique you on saying either lock in or you got more to give.
And I love that. And I you all may not believe it. And Ed, you played football before. You've seen it. You know, when the receiver and the quarterback connect off the field, and by I mean off the field, I don't mean having lunch together and going out to dinner. I mean, like, you know, on the sidelines in the locker room, that connection tends to show itself on the field.
Yes. But then they end up doing what you just said.
Like Dennis Pitta
and Joe Flacco.
That was just ridiculous, though. That is.
I was out to dinner two or three times.
When the wives felt uncomfortable?
I mean, I saw Flacco walk in. This is at an Italian restaurant out in, by me when I was in Hampstead, and down to Capitol Grill. Flacco, and then like a minute later, Pitta and his wife. And every time I saw one, I saw the other.
Yeah. That's unusual, though.
Yeah.
That was well over the top. Chris on Twitter says, I got to attend the practice Monday, and watching Lamar and Isaiah work one-on-one was amazing. And lots of people are saying that now. You're starting to see a connection between these two. Joe in Cockeysville. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Second day in a row, and I'm usually always a listener, but I've got to drive a long way, so I feel like I'm in the room with you.
Yep. I think we lost them.
We lost Joe. Is this the same caller we lost yesterday?
I don't know.
We lost a caller yesterday and called back. Joe, you called back, man. You never got your point across. You know, some would say it doesn't matter. We got some people say it shouldn't matter. Whether it should or shouldn't is not my question. I'm not worried whether it should or shouldn't. Does that relationship make you believe that maybe Isaiah get a few more targets. Because if think about it, and if you're a quarterback, you got a receiver on the team that you think, man, this guy can't help us, you're probably not having a real tight relationship with him. It's kind of wasting your time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, you might like him, but your relationship's not going to grow with him that much because, you know, it's just not.
No, it's not. And this is why I think things like the, you know, the offseason, the unsanctioned workouts where they go to the quarterback's home city and they just, you know, they work out together as a group. I think stuff like that's important. I don't, you know, it's not going to get you to a Super Bowl, but I think it's great for, you know, building chemistry and building, you know, some kind of bond among your receiving core, which I think is really important.
Here's the deal. Is it going to get you to the Super Bowl? No. Is it going to hurt? No. It won't hurt your chances either. No. It won't hurt your chances. I mean, Peyton Manning worked with his receivers constantly. If Peyton Manning can do it, if I'm quarterback of the National Football League, I can do it too.
Mm-hmm.
Does it mean I'm going to win the Super Bowl? No, but doesn't give you a better relationship and opportunity with your guys? Knowing, you know, Peyton said working with his receivers more, he knew what they would do before they did it.
Right.
Because he learned their tendencies so much. He knew what his receivers would, when they're about to stop on a dime and go to the sidelines, he knew it. He knew the whole breakdown. He knew the whole pattern because he studied it and studied it and studied it. He knew where these guys wanted the football, Reggie Wayne, Marvin Harrison. He knew where they wanted the football.
Yeah, and they knew his tendencies.
Yep.
You know, and they had, you know, once that they have that same, you know, clock in their head when all of a sudden, 3 seconds have gone by, 4 seconds, I got to do something. I got to get free. You know, so they'll start running in circles just to make themselves available to their quarterback.
Let's go to Joaquin, who's in Baltimore. What's up, Joaquin?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Happy Friday. I'm good. I agree with you guys 100%. I saw that interview, and I've been watching likely since the preseason when he first came out. It is something about him, and that relationship is powerful because you see that he has that relationship with Zay Flowers, but he doesn't have it with Bateman, and they can't get that connection. And, you know, so you're absolutely right, man. You have a good day.
You too, Joaquin. Yeah, that you talked about this earlier. What's the deal with he and Bateman? It just doesn't seem to connect.
Yeah, it does not. I don't know what I do not know. I have no idea why they don't connect. It's just, you'd have to ask them. Because it's just, and it's just human nature. Some people just click better, I guess. Why is Lamar like Andrew so much? I guess because he's reliable and he knows he can count on him. You know, and that's been his favorite target for years. So I don't know what the deal is with those guys.
Speaking of what the deal is, are you able to get food yet?
No.
Why is it that you have problem with food all the time?
I don't know. I just changed locations here.
All the time, man.
I just hit one place. It said not available. Delivery not available at this time. With the whole thing, it just drives me crazy.
I'm not getting that. I'm getting add to cart.
Huh?
I'm getting add to cart.
What are you talking about? Oh, I got now. It's I got a different location. So here.
All right.
You want chicken? No avocado. There we go. It's in.
Yeah, chicken or avocado. No sausage either. I don't want the sausage.
No, you have to choose chicken or sausage.
Yeah, I don't eat the swine. I just don't. Is Ben eating?
No.
Ed and I normally pack food every day, and it was one of those nights for me last night, not because of baseball, because of mom. Just one of those nights. And so I didn't pack food. So we're ordering. Where are we ordering from?
Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe. I'm not getting a smoothie today. I need some substance. I do. I got baseball tonight. Got some things to do. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jacob Calvin-Meyer joins us at 7:30. What's going on with those birds, man? It's starting to have some smoother games, some cleaner games. That was the phrase of yesterday. You heard the manager, Brendan Hodge, say it. You heard players say it. A clean game. Jacob Calvin-Meyer will be with us at 7:30. But on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah. I got a big shovel for three Nigerian scumbags that really hurt somebody badly.
Really?
Yeah. They got theirs.
Well, good. If you got a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS 105.7 The Fan. Shovels next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS, 1057 The Fan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
Three Nigerian cyber criminals. This is a terrible story. Sad story, but kudos to the FBI in this case. I got to say, they did a really nice job. I wish they would do this more often. I kid around about this, you know, because I'm tired of all the scamming that goes on, as we all are. And I was like, you know what they need to do? They need to locate these people and send the CIA just to assassinate them and let the word get out. Tell everybody this was going to happen to you. Well, this is what happens, and this is how serious it is. If you think I'm being over the top, wait till you hear this story. Three guys in Nigeria. Oh, yeah. If you don't know the history, Nigeria is it's like a college for scams. They were the original credit card scammers. They had like schools there that they would actually teach people how to do credit card scams. And so we worked on these guys for years, and that's 30 years ago I was doing this. So they've been doing it since. But that's what they do. And what they did was something called sextortion. They somehow pose as women, and I mean you get these in your all the time. There's a picture of a pretty girl. You see the same picture in like five different scams. They'll pose as a woman, get into a relationship online with a young person, usually a teenager, probably somebody going through puberty, maybe a little older, somebody has a little bit of money. But what they did, this guy did, he threatened. They were exchanging nude photos. So what they would do is they trapped this poor kid. They only give his initials because of what happened. They threatened to ruin him. This is a text here. Don't delete your number. Don't get cute. I warned you. I'll print pictures of you holding your blank and paste it all the walls of school tomorrow if you don't reply to me right now. Don't try to play smart. I'll send everything to your dad and take it to your school also. So cooperate with me. Send me the rest of the money once and for all. This is from these guys in Nigeria.
Wow.
Kid killed himself. Committed suicide over this. 3 minutes after sending that message, he killed himself. I mean, it's a horribly sad story. The victim's father discovered suspicious banking transactions to an unknown phone number from his Zelle account, his son's Zelle account. He sent the information to the FBI. They found an email address, linked to a phone number, on and on and on. And they found them. And now they're being extradited from Nigeria. They're going to go get them.
You should.
And bring them here. You should.
You should.
You should. Yeah. Could you imagine the torture your son or daughter went through, the mental anguish they go through from being blackmailed to the point where they're going to kill themselves because of you being humiliated, which is total nonsense. I mean, they couldn't do any of this. But you don't know. You don't know. But that's how serious this stuff is. And it goes on so often that I'm just really proud of what the FBI did in this case. And the victim's father, who showed the strength to actually help them find this person. Awful. Awful story, but... it's good. I mean, it's not, you don't bring the son back. It brings justice, though, somehow.
Hmm. I'm giving a shovel to, you know what? I don't know what person to give it to, so I'm just going to give it to the situation, all right? This entire, go ahead. This just, now, this is a long Facebook post. This is from my friend Janine Nesbitt. She is the manager at Pappas in Parkville, all right? Evidently, someone came in to Pappas, ordered a bunch of food, walked out on the tab, and in the process of walking out on the tab, stole the hostess's phone, her iPad. They called Baltimore County, but it was day three, zero effort to respond. The manager, they found out where the girl lived because, or the person lived because it was a female, because the iPad was still on. So the location pinged to the spot. Someone went, got the address, turned it into law enforcement. Nothing was done. Nothing at all was done. So she goes to another spot to do the same thing. This time she left the iPad. Walked out on a tab. They start calling, making messages. The guy answers, say, yeah, she left us. She did the same thing to me. They went and got the iPad. But here's the problem, though. What is going to be done about people walking out on tabs? Why is that something that's treated? That's a crime.
It is a crime.
But local law enforcement, Ed, I'm telling you, city and county, they don't treat it like a crime. It's treated as if I have so many other things to do. I don't have time for this. You have businesses that are being...
Go ahead.
That are being basically robbed.
Yeah.
You got there's a $130 tab that this lady walked out on.
We had a guy that did this when I was commissioner here.
Right.
He did it throughout the Inner Harbor.
Uh-huh.
He would walk into all the nicest restaurants, all of them. He would ring up a tab. He'd go to, you know, McCormick and Schmick. And
it was on the news.
I mean, he had dozens, if not hundreds of incidents. And then he would just basically, he didn't even fake it. He would just eat, order what he wanted, and at the end say, I can't pay. Not like, oh, I forgot my wallet.
Right.
But I can't pay. They'd call the police. They'd hold him. He would stay. He'd get locked up. The state's attorney would not prosecute because, if you know, this is, it's a petty larceny. It's under whatever the dollar figure was at the time. And again, these restaurants are, they're out of the money.
Yeah.
And the wait staff.
So there's
out
no
of
prosecution.
The money.
In
they
this.
Wouldn't prosecute.
Okay.
So this guy just found out that he's never going to be punished. He kept doing it, and eventually, yes, it made the news. Yep. And this is, you're right. It's a real problem.
It's a crime, folks. It is a crime. Shit, just stole the iPad on the way out. Stole the iPad too.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't know they had door prizes. Not only do I get a free meal, they have door prizes too.
Yeah.
And nobody does anything. My niece worked at a department store. She said their policy was they could not approach anybody about stolen goods. There would be people who literally walked in, grabbed things, and walked out, knowing that the company policy was couldn't approach people about stolen goods. You had to call the police. Now I'm thinking to myself, okay, so once you watch this person walk out, all you have for me is film? All you have for me is the camera?
Yeah.
What kind of leads do I have with camera? I don't, you know, there's nothing.
This is a real, I'm glad you raised these. These are all real problems. It sounds like, you know, it's petty theft, but it wipes out businesses. Because you know where this was a problem? You remember when the Brooks Brothers was downtown?
Yes.
Again, when I was running the police department, guys would run in, they would just load up their arms with pants
and, just bounce,
and just walk out the door. And the Apollos don't engage them.
So I just about to work there.
Thousands and thousands of dollars of clothing. Finally, I went to go see them. I shopped there. So I said, oh, we'll fix it. We'll fix their ass. I put plainclothes cops in the store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still within the city. That solved that problem right quick.
Did they get free Brooks Brothers pants?
I hope so.
Let's go to Eric and Glen Burnie. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Rob, I just heard the story. You were talking about the Papas in Brooklyn Park. I don't know if you misspoke.
The Papas in near Towson.
Oh, I thought you said Brooklyn Park.
No.
Never mind.
I said Parkville.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. I didn't know there was a Papas in Brooklyn Park.
Me either.
I did not know there was a Papas in Brooklyn Park. I thought there was one in... I used to do Papas Reed. Glen Burnie.
Yeah, I remember. Yep.
Parkville. Cockeysville, Bel Air. All the ones I know of. Am I missing one?
I don't know.
410-583-1057 is the number. Dave on the Eastern Shore wants to talk about a store policy. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. So my buddy used to work at a Bass Pro Shop, and he used to tell us about the policy. Two guys would come in every couple weeks, and they knew who they were because it was the same two guys. And they would just walk right over, grab either a canoe or a kayak, and just walk out. And, you know, nobody could do nothing about it. It was crazy.
With a canoe? With a canoe? Are you serious? With a kayak?
It's creative.
That's some. Excuse me. Excuse me. Because I'm taking this kayak out. Because you.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Excuse me, folks. Excuse me. My bad. I didn't mean to hit you. Oh, by the way, remember all the talk about Jack Flaherty?
Yeah.
And I said when the lights are bright? Okay, Jack Flaherty went the entire month of June, gave up 4 home runs. The entire month of July, gave up 2 home runs. And his last 2 starts with the Dodgers, he's pitched 10 2/3 innings. He's given up 7 earned runs and 4 home runs. The lights are brighter in L.A., Ed. The lights are brighter.
Yeah, they are.
He's pitching playoff baseball. Oh, my gosh. You want me? Just cancel. Let me deliver. Let me order this.
Yeah, they're supposed to be here in 15 minutes.
Tom on Easton. What's up, Tom in Easton? What's up, man?
Hey, man. I want to talk about people walking out on things.
Uh-huh. We should have made this a topic. What's on your mind, man?
In Washington, D.C., down near Union Station on the backside, there's 8th Street, like Horse, H. There's a Walmart there, shoplifted so much, closed the doors and left town.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am serious.
That's horrible, man.
And then down on 12th Street, AutoZone, poof, doors closed. And it's all because of just people walking out with product in it, and the employees can't stop it.
I don't blame him for saying employees can't stop it, but I do blame him for not doing something that you just said, Ed. Be innovative. Have another method.
You
got to
do something.
Yeah. Unreal. Commissioners Baltimore at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, Jacob Calvin-Meyer joins us. 25,000 at the stadium last night. How important has Zach Eflin been to the Birds? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. He is Jacob Calvin-Meyer. What's going on, Jacob?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming on this morning, man. Are you on baby duty again this morning?
Not yet. The wife's about to go to work in an hour. I got a question for you guys.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I'm about to start crawling. Is my life about to end?
Oh, yeah. Well, crawling, not as much. When they start walking around and start making you chase them, then that's when your life is over.
Yeah.
Right. Crawling is cute.
Yeah. Then when they start walking, then you got to put all the rubber bumpers on your tables.
Yeah.
That's fun.
They basically changed your life, and that's fine. It's a good thing. Don't worry about it. You're fine. You're young. You got nothing else to do. Hey, Zach Eflin has been, he's 4-0 since becoming a Baltimore Oriole. This guy's a workhorse. 8 strikeouts last night, which is not a typical for him. No walks, which is very typical for him. Ed pointed out to me this year in over 130 innings, he has 15 walks.
Yep.
He has been absolutely spectacular since coming over to the Birds.
Yeah, I mean, you could say it was the best so far for a couple of weeks. It's been the best trade any team's made at the deadline. he's been as advertised and more. He's pitched exactly like his high-end range of outcomes, which is basically how he pitched last season when he finished sixth in AL Cy Young voting. And that's somebody who is going to reliably and professionally give you six or seven innings every single time. He's almost never going to walk people. I think that's just – that aspect specifically is probably why in Tampa and then likely here he's going to be somebody that fans really like, just because the brand of baseball, the style of pitching, is one that's frankly more attractive than a guy who's going to be walking three or four people every time he goes out to start. It's a lot of fun watching somebody who's going to be pounding the zone. And then they've made a little bit of some tweaks, specifically with his cutter. He's throwing it a lot more than he was with Tampa. And that's led to some more swings and misses and to some more strikeouts like you saw last night. And so, especially with Grayson Rodriguez down, it's big to have Eflin pitching the way that he is.
We were talking earlier about this starting to look like they did earlier in the season. Now that you see, like, you know, Gunner's got his mojo back. It's a home run last night. Mountcastle, in a pinch hit situation, scorches one for an RBI. It looks like they're starting to, you know, come back. I mean, Santander's been hot since June, but other people now are starting to, you know, get it back. Do you have the feeling that they've maybe just, you know, coming out of this, like, kind of, I don't know, tepid period?
It does seem like that. What if they won five of their last seven or something like that?
Yeah, and, quietly.
Yeah. Well, it's just because some of the losses in the stretch, like since the All-Star break, I think they're 14-12 or 15-12, and it just, some of the losses just feel different than they did earlier in the season or last year, where you've either got Gregory Soto coming in and he doesn't pitch well, or you've got some decisions that Brandon Hyde maybe makes that gets people frustrated, or a bunch of different factors that just kind of makes those losses feel maybe worse than your typical loss. But I do agree that it does seem like they're starting to break out of it, which is a good thing, because it was like a prolonged 2-month stretch there where not just them, but really every other really good team in baseball was struggling. I mean, the Orioles basically played 500 ball for a two-and-a-half-month stretch. And if they can start to heat up here as they get into, you know, mid to late September, that would be big. One thing looking at the schedule that's interesting is, you know, they've got Boston, that could be a playoff team this weekend, and they've got the Mets and Houston next week, two other potential playoff teams, and then the Dodgers. But then after that, they've got the Rockies, the White Sox, the Tigers twice in September. I mean, their September schedule – remember I talked about how difficult the June schedule was. The September schedule has four off days and, you know, something like 12 games against teams that just aren't very good. So that's something when you look at it and you look at this division race that really could help the Orioles.
Jacob Calvin-Meyer joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What do you think? Is any hope that we're going to get some of these guys back before the end of the season? Like, Grayson, I know Batista has been throwing now. I don't know if he's coming back anytime soon. But some of the pitches that we've lost, and anybody else?
Yeah. I think the team has hope. Where they fall on the most likely to least likely or percentage chance, I think would just be speculation, but I will speculate. I think Grayson Rodriguez might be the most likely to come back.
Mm-hmm.
They describe his shoulder muscle lat strain as mild. They said it's not as bad as what he experienced in 2022 when it delayed his, you know, big league call up. So it seems like that one's a little bit more mild. So as long as his rehab and once he starts throwing goes okay, because they say he's only going to take 10 days off and then they'll get him checked up again. If everything goes okay with his recovery, that one feels a little bit less tricky, and that he could be back in maybe mid-September, start a couple of games, and then be ready, fully ready for the postseason. So the Westberg thing is tough because those bird bones in the hand, you just don't know how they're going to heal. You have no idea. I mean, he's not. I don't know what the timeline is. He's still wearing some sort of cast or protection. It might not be a couple weeks until he can even pick up a bat. And so it's like, how does that work? Is there is there specific healing that needs to go on? Is there different types of recovery? What's it going to be like getting back into the swing? And then you have the addition of, man, you haven't seen major league pitching for 6 weeks. You might have to do a rehab assignment. That one feels tricky. And then Danny Coulombe is also tricky because he had surgery and he had bone chips removed. And so there's really no way to know with those two guys, and they seem tricky, but I think it's a little bit more straightforward with Grayson, if that makes sense.
Yeah, there you go. Jacob Calvin Meyer, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. What are you working on right now, Jacob?
Trying to keep this baby alive when my wife goes to work.
All right, Jacob. Thanks a lot, my man.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, man. See you. We're talking about restaurants and people walking out on them. Lou in Moncton has a story. What's up, Lou?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
We used to have every so often somebody get up and walk out, and we were pretty persuasive. We'd grab them and we'd bring them back in and we'd make them clean the toilets.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How long ago was this, Lou? How long ago was this?
Not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah, we still do it to this day, but we don't really have that problem anymore. Once the word gets out,
right,
it stops it really quick.
And it's funny. There's no communication like the street communication.
He said, we used to be really persuasive.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Antonio and Rosedale. Good morning, man.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Doing well. How are you?
Good. TGIF.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, man.
PYT and TGIF.
There you go. It's Friday now.
How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Has Anthony Dominguez taken over the Orioles, close the role for Craig Kimbrell, and you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You have a fantastic weekend, too, and I saw that's what he wanted to ask Ed. That's why I let him on before we broke, because he just gave us the tease. Because I want to know from you. We got Commissioners Baltimore at 8 o'clock, but I want to hear from you and folks out there. The way this bullpen is constructed, and I know they've been pretty good the last couple of games, but do you have faith in this bullpen? Do you feel like this is the bullpen that can get you through the postseason? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Commissioners Baltimore at 8 o'clock, but right now, Ed, how do you feel about the Orioles bullpen? Confidence in this bullpen to get you through the postseason? Because that's what it's all about right now. It's not about anything other than postseason.
Not really. I mean, I feel okay about them. I think Sir Anthony Dominguez was a good addition. We needed somebody. But honestly, I think Kimbrel's just, I don't think I trust him anymore. So you're not going to see him in that role. Or if you do, it's going to be by, I think, committee. I thought Cologne would be coming. I don't know when he's coming back.
Me either.
So, I mean, he was the key, because I know Batista's not, he's not going to be back, but Cologne was a big piece of this, and I had a lot of faith in him. I thought he'd be coming back, and I thought Suarez would be in the bullpen. I don't see him demoted or whatever, but he's good, and I think he's really good in short outings, but now you need him as a starter. So it's like it's changed a lot.
Give me a yes for confidence. Give me a meh for not so much, all right? Yeah. All right, give me, all right, Keegan Aiken. Yeah, man. Yeah. Brian Baker.
Meh. Just like, yeah.
Yennier Cano.
Cano, I like.
Yep.
Yeah, I like
I'm
Cano.
With you on that. Yeah. So, Anthony Dominguez, you gave me your opinion about him. Yeah. I am still meh. Kimbrel, meh.
Ugh. Unknown, yeah.
Cienel Perez, meh.
Yeah. He's on the border between man and confidence. You gotta have confidence in somebody. But
Bert Smith, yes,
yeah.
Gregory Soto, hell to the gnaw,
brother.
Hell to the gnaw. So right now for me, it's Cano and Bert Smith. That's what it is for me. It's Cano and Bert Smith. I don't. You're shaking your head, Ben. You have confidence in more than two.
Sir Anthony Dominguez, yes.
Nah, I ain't with it yet. You guys show me a little bit more.
Look what he's done in the playoffs, too. With Philly, he was great in the playoffs. He had like a sub-2.4 ERA.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I feel better now than I did before the deadline.
I'm going to pump my brakes. I want to see him close it out. Just like guys can have bad stretches, and that's not who they are. Guys can have good stretches, and that's not who they are. I'm going to pump my brakes because I want to see him finish it out. If he continues on this path, yeah, I'm all with it. Because I got to love a guy named Sir Anthony. You got to love a guy named Sir Anthony. I mean, who would not love a guy named Sir Anthony? But I do know you're talking about the postseason last year. Okay, regular season last year, ERA 3.78. Now, you go to the postseason, yeah, okay, he got it done for him. But I just want to see a little bit more. That's all I'm saying. He got into six games, gave up no runs in the postseason. For his career, his postseason ERA is 1.13, which is great.
Yeah.
It's great. That's in 15 handy. Games.
Yeah.
1.13 ERA. 3 runs a game in the World Series. If we get to that point, I ain't worried about it. But I want to see it a little bit longer. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Great question, Rob. This is a great question. I believe we can. I believe it would take, you know, the other forces of baseball, offense, and some defense going our way. But I tell you what, and it may seem a little out there, but if we get deep enough in the playoffs or even the World Series, I would put whoever, kind of like in college baseball, I would put my best starter out there to close the game if we had to or whatever. But I ain't putting Soto in there at all. He might have to start throwing the other hand. He bad.
Yeah, I'm not confident in him at all. I don't know if I put my starter out there to close the game, though. You're taking him out of rules. You know what I mean? I don't know if I want to take a guy out of a role, normal role. I think the Diamondbacks used either, I think it was Randy Johnson to finish out a game in the World Series before. That's a Hall of Famer. Quinn and Laurel. Mm-hmm. What's up, Quinn?
Hey, so I trust the bullpen. I don't trust Gregory Soto or Kimbrel. I mean, if they could put not Soto, but Suarez in the bullpen and get like Nunez from the minors, so we can add two arms, put K. Povich as a starter, I think we'd be all right.
K. Povich as a starter?
Yeah, we need a lefty.
I know a lot of guys who are left-handed, but that don't mean I want them starting on my baseball team. You need a lefty.
Povich is better than Trevor Rogers.
K. Povich is 6.27 earned run average. What are you talking about?
What's Trevor Rogers doing for us? He's doing the same thing.
But you're getting, so you want to get a guy who's bad for a guy who's bad?
I mean, we need to put somebody in that bullpen.
You want to get a guy who's bad to replace a guy who's bad. A guy giving up more.
I see K. Povich go longer than Trevor Rogers on our team.
He's given up more hits than innings pitched. Come on, Quinn. Yeah, you can get rid of Trevor Rogers, but K. Povich ain't the answer. You don't replace a guy who's bad for a guy who's bad. K. Povich, in fact, I'd rather send Trevor Rogers out there than to ruin Cade Povich. I think Cade Povich can be a good starter one day. But I don't want to keep sending him out there. He ain't ready. 37 in the third innings, pitch 40 hits, 26 earned runs, 7 home runs. Kid ain't ready yet, man. And I'm not saying he's never going to be a whip of 1.688. Leave him alone. Leave him where he is. Let him season a little bit. Let's go to Mike in Nottingham. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Rob. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Happy weekend to you all when it gets here.
Absolutely.
Listen, I'm with the commission that, like, I feel like the wild card is if Cologne comes back. And then I start thinking righty, lefty, and I agree with pretty much everything you guys are saying with each and every individual. But my one only fear is we really go deep in the playoffs, and then all of a sudden we got to rely on former Phillies to beat the Phillies. And,
hey, well, if you go that deep, that means you're in the World Series.
Well, then they had a former Orioles trying to beat the Orioles.
Evidently, ESPN doesn't know that because he's still on the Orioles depth chart.
Yes.
ESPN.com. Who's on the left field depth chart for the ESPN.com right now, Ed?
Well, let me see here. This was the dumbest thing ever with these guys. I am so angry with them for so many things that piss me off with ESPN right now. Oh, Colvin. Yeah, you got Kowser, Kerstad, Austin Hayes, It's Ryan McKenna.
It has Austin Hayes on the 10-day
injury list. Yeah, injury list.
It still has Ryan McKenna.
Yes, Ryan McKenna's
who was
on
a
there.
Giant, didn't he? He's still a giant. He got,
they cut him.
They DFA'd him,
whatever,
too.
He ain't here. It's like, this is so stupid. And not only are they still on it, you look at our pitching staff, there's no Eflin. There's also Anthony Dominguez. There's none of these guys. This is like, how can they? This is your job. You have one job.
Let's go to Mike in White Plains. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Did that guy say to bring Povich here and put Suarez in the bullpen?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? I mean, is that asinine or what, Rob?
And then they gave him the numbers, and he's defended himself. Dude, just say, oh, man, I didn't know he was that bad. Just, you know, because there's no way you could have known his numbers were that bad and want him back up here.
Exactly. But listen, man, Suarez, okay, everybody wants to throw Suarez to the bullpen. Okay, I understand. Because we need bullpen help. But the fact is, this guy is one of the best pitchers on our pitching staff right now. And at least ride that out and say he starts faltering.
You have to.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the same. Into the bullpen,
and Mike, the same listener said, we don't need starters.
Yeah. So basically, what he wants to have in this, instead of giving up 4 runs in 5 innings, he wants to give up 8 runs in 5 innings for the sake of having a guy in the bullpen.
Yeah, pretty
That's
much.
That's how it is. For Baltimore, I tell you. Thanks, fellas.
410-583-1057 is the number. Orlando Ledbetter from the Orlando Journal-Constitution will join us today. There's no practice down there, so we'll get him today at 845. But on the other side, what you got is Commissioner's Baltimore.
Well, I think we're going to talk a little bit about one of the biggest stories in the national news is what's happening with the Matthew Perry death investigation.
Man.
It turned out to be a crazy story.
I woke up to this morning. Commissioner's Baltimore up next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.